Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is the author of Shock of Grey, that's his last book, but also China Inc., How the Rise of the Next Superpower Challenges America and the World. That we launched that book back in the day, and it's now become a book of prophecy, my friends. And I encourage you to follow Ted, whatever he's doing. He's one of our top intellectuals in the Brain Trust and a global reporter. He's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back.
So glad to be with you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So, Ted, my audience knows that I've been talking a lot about China as a threat to us. I went back and found my references on this show and in my writing over a decade ago to calling it World War III. And in those days, I called it World War III because of the privacy issues that we were experiencing. But now we've been invaded by an organic enemy. And I'm still calling it World War III, but the ordinances are increasing. And then we convert over to come back to America, where President Biden is working on policies that I fear are going to increase our vulnerability to China. What do you think?
Well, I think China almost inevitably has to be a kind of competitor to the United States. I think you and I have talked about it. Look, they're five times our population.
Yep.
They've been aggressively educating their own people, very competently and aggressively expanding their infrastructure, both inside their country and out.
Roads and Bridges program.
And like any big power, they want to be dominant in their region. And we shouldn't expect anything else. I mean, we can get really angry about it, but the best response is how do we respond to
it? But they've declared that they want to be dominant. They want to dominate the world. They want to surpass America as the dominant superpower. That's their stated goal.
Yeah, that's their stated goal, and why would we expect anything different?
Well, that's not our stated goal. Our stated goal is not to dominate China. Our stated goal is, I think that's a sinister goal, frankly.
Well, it might be sinister, but it might also be kind of a real response to how they feel the United States competes with them, whether we state it as our goal or not. And you can see it in a few different things. Who sets the technological standards for the world? The United States. That gives us a competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the dominant currency in the world? It's the United States. That
right.
gives us an advantage. Who has hundreds of bases around the world? That's the United States. That gives us an advantage. Those are good things for us. We should keep our watch on those things and maintain our
Because we
standards.
Are the bulwark against despots. America is the only bulwark against despots, the only global one.
Yeah, and, despots usually have, powerful despots have territorial aims, too.
Right.
And China is surrounded by 16 other countries.
Right.
And it feels like, each one of those countries in some way is either a partner or a threat, depending on how they make it work. So, I think one thing that we need to keep an eye on is what kind of progress are they making? And there was some scary news recently, seemingly scary news that I think we might look closely at.
Give us an example.
I'm sure you saw the numbers that China's economic growth in this last quarter were above 18%, which is a record since they've been keeping records.
Do you believe those numbers? Do you believe China's numbers when they put them out? Shouldn't we?
Isn't
it healthy to have a dose of skepticism when you get those numbers?
Yeah, I think I believe those numbers only because they were down 6%, and then when you come back up, you always have a higher percentage. When
right,
you come
like,
back
we,
to
like
even.
We will have in a quarter, next quarter.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't mean like they're you know, all it means is that they're filling the gap, and mm-hmm. because of the way the math works, the numbers are always look inflated.
Mm-hmm.
But
why is that a threat to us?
It's not necessarily a threat to us in itself. It's just whether we are losing an opportunity to see some of that growth ourselves. So I think in a couple times ago when we talked, we were saying what would be one of the effects of the stimulus plans that mm-hmm. were offered to Americans. And one of those effects is that Americans spend on Chinese goods.
Right.
And during the pandemic, that was really pronounced. We spent on protective gear. We spent on electronics.
And the pandemic exposed our dependence upon the China
supply chain. Absolutely, and we're trying to respond to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to talk about that and some more issues after the break. I want to get Ted to weigh in on China's interest in Taiwan. Is Taiwan in jeopardy? That'll be one of the things we'll talk about going forward. It's Tony Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.